This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're here for another half hour and wrapping up the show in style. Joining us on the SDCCU Fan Hotline, Radio.com's baseball sports insider John Heyman joins Gwen and Chris here on 97.3 The Fan. John, how you doing today? Thanks for joining us.
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. I guess kind of a general question to start out, and your thoughts on the Padres and whether they're buyers or sellers at the deadline, or whether or not it's okay to be neither thing at the deadline if you're the Padres.
Yeah, I think they're taking a nice step forward this year. I don't think they're contenders. They're in that middle group where you'll probably have to wait and see what they do. They could go either way. I kind of think they probably should sell. While they're contenders, I don't see them as a likely World Series team this year. Obviously, tough division. You can't win it with the Dodgers in it right now the way they are, certainly. But they're taking a nice step. Tatis is a star. Machado's done basically what you would expect. Their pitching looks a little bit better than it's been. They have a nice team. Probably a year away or so, but potential there, and Gorman looks fantastic in the minors this year. So I think they will have a nice rotation, but in a couple of years.
John, you mentioned the Padres possibly being sellers, and one of the, I think, rumors that has freaked out San Diegans here recently is Kirby Yates possibly being one of those pieces that they sell. How likely do you think that is? He just seems like a really good fit for this organization, but... As you said, the Padres aren't contenders, there's plenty of reason to give up a quality closer like Kirby Yates.
Yeah, I think Kirby Yates is going to be very valuable to a lot of teams. So to me, it's logical that they should be able to get a lot for him. They certainly will set a very high price tag, and they can hold on to him if they have to. He's not a free agent after the year, so he certainly has value to them going forward. And they're not that far away. So right. I think it would take a haul. I would say that I don't really expect them to trade him. But if they are blown away, his value is going to be greater to a team that's a World Series contender this year. And I'm not going to rule out that they might take another step forward because they're a young team. And, maybe they will end up being buyers. They are in that middle group. There are about a dozen teams in that middle group, and they are in the middle group right now. But to me, it's logical to trade a closer if you don't feel like you're going to win the World Series.
John Heyman, Radio.com, baseball insider, joining us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. John, one more question on the Padres, at least for me. An interesting thing's kind of developed in the last, week or so, but Will Myers, who's the highly paid free agent they got a few years ago, has kind of found himself lacking for playing time. And they got Margot. They're going to maybe have Jankowski come back. They've got Reyes and Renfro on the corners right now. What would you do if you were the Padres with Will Myers when you've got yourself a guy with such a high price contract? It's hard to trade him. And at the same time, you don't want to completely give up on him. So where do you go?
Yeah, you probably just have to pick and choose your spots. I don't think it's a great policy to just give the guy a job if he isn't up to it at the moment. If you've got better options, you're going to have to put him on the bench and find good spots, and hopefully he'll get hot and maybe raise his trade value at some point. But right now he is not tradable, as you guys said. That seems to be pretty clear.
John, from on to the trade deadline, obviously we're still about a month away from it. What do you see being, and I've asked a couple different people and gotten different answers, from a position standpoint, where do you think the value is this coming deadline?
For the Padres?
For any team. What is it going to be, relief pitchers that are going to be sought after? Is it going to be starters?
I think, believe it or not, I feel like relievers seem to carry a greater value than starters. Now, some of that has to do with team needs. You know, every team is going to need relievers, at this point. So if you look back recently, the relievers that have been traded have actually brought back more than the starters.
Yeah.
You would think so, but teams seem to really line up for relievers at this point. Obviously, Chapman brought back quite a bit, Gleyber Torres. Andrew Miller brought back quite a bit with Frazier and others going to the Yankees. Obviously Hand being traded. They got Mejia, was the top prospect at the time. So believe it or not, it seems like relievers have at least as high a value as starters. And right now, you know, there are some decent starters out there, but, you know, there isn't the perfect starter. Max Scherzer is not getting traded. They just can't do it. They're not going to do it. So that's not happening. So Madison Bumgarner, the greatest postseason pitcher we've ever known, but he's basically just been average this year, and the analytics aren't going to point to him. So you've got him. You've got Boyd, which I don't know that Detroit's going to trade him. He looks good. He's striking out a lot. He doesn't walk many. Solid pitcher, but he's not a superstar. And, you've got potential of Wheeler. You've got maybe Bauer, which would be something. I think it's going to be hard for Cleveland to thread that needle and make that trade. I don't think Mike Minor is being traded. So I think it's going to be a seller's market. And I think, they're going to ask for a lot for Stroman and Madbum and Boyd, the guys that are most likely to be traded, I guess. But I do think the relievers bring back the most. If you trade a Yates or somebody who's been a fantastic reliever, you should be able to get a haul for him, just like they did for Chapman and Miller in past years.
John Heyman is with us talking some baseball here as we head into the All-Star break. You mentioned Fernando Tatis Jr. I have all the stats in front of you. He missed a month. That seems to be the only thing that is keeping people from thinking that Fernando Tatis Jr. should be an All-Star this year for the Padres. What do you think, John? Do you think he's got a shot at it? Will the Padres get more than one guy? Or is it just too much to deal with in the National League right now?
Yeah, I'd have to look and see exactly how many players they've got to work with. Obviously, he's played like an all-star in the time that he's played. He did miss significant time. I mean, Yates, to me, is an automatic. He's been the best reliever in the league. So they got their one. I think that's the question. Are they going to get two with Tatis? I mean, at this point, I would lean yes for him because I think he's been absolutely fantastic in the time that he has been out there. So my opinion would be that he deserves to be there.
Sweet. All right. Well, we're going to let you choose the reserves then, John.
<'Cause> we can't I don't think they're going to let me do that. I mean, it's nice that you let me do that, but they're not going to let
you. They're not going to let you.
Sorry.
Really quick, we're watching the Dodgers run away with the division. They've been to two straight World Series. Is there anything different that we should believe about the Dodgers this time around going into the postseason? Because we know where they're going to be there. Or is it possible that they let everybody down again?
It's possible to let everybody down again. You never know what could happen when the postseason comes up. They look a little bit stronger with Ryu having the year that he's having. Kershaw has been basically the same he's been the last few years, maybe not the Cy Young winner he was not that long ago, but Ryu is probably going to win the Cy Young. Bueller, overwhelming fastball. Gives them an incredible top three. And Bellinger is a superstar at this point. They've got the depth. I mean, to me, they're the favorite. I picked them, and I feel like they should win. But, I picked them in the past, and they've let me down pretty consistently, I have to say.
Pretty consistent is right. That's the one thing we can hang our hat on here in San Diego is that
yes.
The Dodgers may let everybody down. Hey, John, didn't let us down at all. We appreciate all the baseball knowledge and insight. Thanks so much.
Thanks,
we'll talk
John.
To you soon.
All right, thanks, guys. See you later.
Great having him, John Heyman, on there, Baseball Insider for Radio.com on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. You can vote SDCCU Best Credit Union in the UT Readers Poll daily at SDCCU.com/vote. San Diego County Credit Union, it's not big bank banking. Better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.